You're listening to SBS News.
36-year-old Zvira is a short order chef in Tweed Heads, northern New South Wales. Arriving in Australia from the Netherlands, she was granted a temporary skills shortage visa in April last year. She knows others on this visa who face a tough reality.
Well, there have been situations that I know of where people, for example, are sick, and then they had to agree with a condition where they are not being paid sick leave. They can't really say something about it because they are afraid of their visa being cancelled because the employer doesn't want to pay that. So they are basically exploited because they can't really say anything about it.
Zvira says there should be an avenue to voice concerns for people on these visas.
If there would be some sort of organization, right, where visa holders can go to talk about this if there's a problem, without risking their employer to be able to cancel their visa or stop working with them, then I think that would be really good addition.
Brendan Coates is the lead author of the new Grattan Institute report, Fixing Temporary Skilled Migration, A Better Deal for Australia.
So in particular, there were changes made in 2017 by the Turnbull government that made temporary sponsorship more restrictive. It reduced the number of occupations that were on the list. And for occupations that remained on those lists, some of them became only eligible for a single two-year non-renewable visa, or where that only in regional areas. There was also a shift to change the rules to make it harder for some TSS visa holders to become eligible for permanent residency down the track.
Currently, the federal government decides which occupations are eligible for temporary visa workers through a list of professions that it deems are in shortage. But as another Grattan Report researcher, Henry Sherrill, suggests, defining needed skills by occupation is inflexible in a rapidly changing labour market.
Tasks within an occupation can differ substantially. And if you think about an accountant, you might be an accountant at a global firm doing fraud accounting work, or you may be an accountant who's doing sort of regular audits of financial statements. People pay different salaries based on those different tasks, even if they're in the same occupation. And if we target occupations, we don't pick that up.
Today, more than 50% of sponsored workers now earn less than the average full-time worker, up from 38% in 2005.
We call for a sort of a new visa to replace the shortage visa and focus on skilled workers in general for all jobs above $70,000 a year. If an employer wanted to sponsor any occupation, regardless if it's on a list or not, they can do so provided the salary is above $70,000 a year and the salary that they nominate is the same as what they pay Australians doing the same job.
But Zvira says that system would not be inclusive.
What I think is that most chefs will earn, or cooks, will earn less than $70,000. A cafe wouldn't be able to afford that, you know. I think you really need to offer that type of visa for the hospitality industry, for people like lower paid.
The proposed new temporary skilled worker visa would see the number of full-time jobs eligible for visas rise from 44% to 66%. It would also make sure temporary sponsorship is reserved for higher wage jobs, as the report claims Australia is sponsoring too many low-skilled workers. Laurie Knoll is from settlement service AIMS Australia.
I'm not sure that I'd agree with the fact that we are bringing in too many low-skilled workers. So these are not essentially high-skilled workers, but they're critical workers that we need. And it's also, having said that, it's also important that they're treated well and they're paid properly at the same level as Australians doing the same work.
Former Deputy Secretary of the Department of Immigration, Abul Rizvi, echoes the sentiment.
It seems a bit odd that we're making it harder for high-skilled people to get in whilst having this array of low-skill, low-paid work visas where people are subject to extraordinary levels of exploitation, which the Grattan Report ignores.
He says Australia should be looking at the situation holistically.
What we know from the history of immigration to Australia is that everything is connected to everything else. And unless you look at it holistically, you don't really reform anything. You just end up more piecemeal tinkering.
Francesca DiNuccio, SBS News.